Hey there, Comaris and Comparis. Enjoy listening to our podcast? Want to take the fun to your events too? We gotcha. Make your virtual or face-to-face gatherings and celebrations extra special with your favorite podcast hosts, Jaya and Oi. For inquiries, sponsorships, and collaborations, please send an email to comaritalkpodcast@gmail.com. Chica moderately.
Kasama sa kalsada o habang naglalabada, kami ay aariba, ow! Kayo ay maghanda na. Tawagin ang barkada, kami ay may ayuda. Bongga! Habang nagmimilyenda, kami ay kukuda na. Halika na, halika na, chika na, chika na. Halika na, halika na, chika na sa Kumarito, 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 Kumarito. Hey! Chica moderately.
Doom, 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 doom. Attention shoppers, attention shoppers. Doom, 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 doom.
Nakaganan pa nga.
Talaga, nag-ano ka na may voicing.
Oo, recording artist. Bakit?
Ayan.
Hey there, Comaris and Comparis.
This is again, Oi.
And this is Jaya. And welcome back to Comaritalk. Oh my gosh.
Speaking of, natawang-tawa ako dahil nakaraan. Kasi diba sa Instagram, meron yung parang a year back.
Oo, yung Spotify Wrapped.
Oo, hindi lang siya Spotify, sa Instagram mismo.
Ay, wala, hindi ko pa na.
Sa stories yun. Tapos, naalala mo yung nag-episode recording tayo sa bahay. Tapos, welcome back to Comaritalk.
I mean,
yun yung isa sa mga ano.
Tapos ASMR.
Oo, ASMR. Sabi ko, nakakamiss pala.
True.
At in fairness, nakakamiss mag-record. So, eto na nga. Andito na naman tayo, di ba?
Oh my gosh. Wait lang. Gusto ko lang sabihin, Comaris and Comparis. Hindi ko na sabihin, ma. Comaris and Comparis na. This is the second episode for season 3.
Mm-mm.
But the first episode for season 3 was actually recorded like a few weeks back.
November 25.
Almost a month ago.
Kasi balak natin, di ba gumawa pa ako ng parang PubMat?
Correct.
Sa Twitter, na babalik kami ng ganitong
December
araw.
4!
It's a prank! It's a prank!
Siyempre kasi ang daming nangyari na pagchichikahan din naman din natin talaga today.
It's been a while and a lot of things happened.
True.
Na ang hirap.
Sorry, Comaris and Comparis, if it took a while, ang daming nage-request sa akin ng asan na ba yung new episode nyo? Kailan ba kayo babalik?
Correct.
Oh, pasensya na po. Ito na.
May mga nagsasend ng messages sa Twitter, Instagram,
True.
Facebook, even sa Gmail natin.
Ito na, nanginginig pa po.
Ito. Saka ito, tuloy-tuloy like, kasi malapit na tayo mag-isang taon. Malapit na mag-anniversary ang Comarito.
Kaya pangan nyo kung anong pasabog namin sa anniversary. Halapin, treasure ko na naman sa sarili. Siyempre yung anniversary natin, kailangan na ipasabog tayo dyan.
Correct. At bilang, malapit tayo mag-anniversary at malapit na rin matapos ang taon. Akalain mo, kakasimula lang natin parang February of 2021.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, few months after, nagkaroon ng season 2, after ilang episodes, season 3.
True.
Tapos ngayon, matatapos na naman ang taon.
And in between seasons, ang dami ring mga ganap. Sobrang dami ring mga nangyari rin talaga sa atin.
Oo.
Ever since we started
the podcast. And there were episodes na tayong dalawa mismo nakikinig sa mga episodes natin para tulugan yung sarili
yes.
natin mag-decision.
Self-help talaga to. Alam mo, I'm thinking of moving our genre na from comedy improv to self-help and psychology.
Ay, alala mo, nung una natin itong ginawa, ang nilagay mo talaga is mental health.
Mental health. Tama sabi ni Owie sa akin, bakit mental health?
Ano pinalaman natin sa mental health? Hindi naman ako psychologist, hindi naman ako psychology grad.
Tapos ending, di ba, it turned out to actually be something to do with helping people with going through something.
Not just people, even ourselves.
Even ourselves. Let's
take you as an example. Pero totoo yun. Yung tipong, even sa sarili ko na, if I wanna reflect on something that happened in the past, pakinggan ko nga tong episode na to.
Uy, ganyan talaga.
Or if I receive messages from friends, kunyari mga Twitter friends natin, di ba?
Uulitin mo.
Ang ganda nung episode din yun na Jaya na ganito, ganyan. Sana ma-cover nyo rin yung ganitong klaseng episode. Papakinggan ko, tapos, alam niyo yung nasa isip ko na, ako ba nag-record niyan?
Mm-mm.
Ang tali ito na nagsasalita eh.
Ganyan din ako, girl. Dito parang the past couple of days nga, and then parang last month, I was overthinking. Tapos, syempre, parang, we talked about overthinking and peace of mind in one of our episodes, noong season 2. So, while driving, I stream yung episode. And it really helped me. Like, big time. Gago. And parang, when I listen, yun nga sabi ko, diba, before na, when I listen to our episodes, I don't feel like it's me talking. I feel like it's another person giving me advice.
Pieces of advice. Uh-oh. And remember, when we covered this during the first episode ng season 3 about empowerment, sa mga kumaras and comparison na kinig na nung first episode natin.
True!
Sabi mo doon, self-awareness is always key.
Yeah!
To empowering people, especially yourself.
Correct.
And if you're not present dun sa now mo, if you're not present in the now or mentally present in the now, try to go back to what you've written in the past or what you have recorded in the past. Kasi baka mamaya, andun mo kukuha yung sagot.
Correct.
Sa tanong na nawala nakakasagot sa ngayon.
Mm-mm.
Diba?
Oy, totoo yun.
At the end of the day, hindi mo pala makukuha yung answers from other people. Not even from your closest friends or your family members.
Baka sa'yo.
Baka sa'yo lang.
Mm-mm.
As long as you document everything that you're doing.
Oo, correct. It's either like you journal or you record it.
Correct.
Or,
kahit nga yung mga TikTok videos or Instagram stories. You know,
para siyang progress report kasi, girl, eh.
Totoo.
Like, sometimes kasi, parang siguro, some of us are visual learners. Eh, kasi you're learning, eh. Parang you're going through a learning curve. So, if you're a visual learner, it would really help you if you have parang like a comparison. And, you know, the most important thing about this is you're not comparing yourself to anyone but you.
Correct.
Diba?
Na, bakit siguro mga 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, medyo okay ka mag-isip.
Uh-oh.
Like you're mentally sound.
Uh-oh.
Or emotionally sound. Then what happened during
what
those
changed?
Days?
Yeah.
Oh, na bakit ganito, nag-shift bigla yung behavior mo into something na hindi naman siguro depressing.
Uh-oh.
Or
Impacting lang.
Oh, na hindi man siguro na hindi ka man siguro naapektuhan sa tingin mo.
Mm-mm.
But other people around you might actually feel it. Then you should you know, start asking yourself what happened.
Yeah, self-assessment talaga is key.
Correct.
Like, I will never get tired of saying that.
Totoo. And when you ask yourself of what happened, never ask what's wrong with me.
I know.
Because there's never wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you.
You could use that as an expression, but hindi naman parang
hindi para sisihin mo,
para
sisihin or be too hard on yourself.
Yeah.
No?
Alam mo yung nakalimutan ko yung sasabihin ko. Alam ko yung parang we talked about change, diba?
Uh-oh.
Na parang change is the only thing permanent in this life. There's another thing that's permanent. It's you. Diba?
Mm.
Apart from change, the only other thing that's permanent in your life is you.
In your lifetime.
Yeah, because if there's no you, there's no life.
Uh-oh.
And if there's no life,
outlook ko, no?
Correct. Yon. But ito na nga, mapunta na tayo sa ating topic for this episode. Ang haba ng intro natin, te, mga ilang 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Pero promise, may kinalaman talaga to.
Oo, true
sa pag-uusapan natin today.
So bilang third season to, and we're actually recording this ng
December na.
So end of the year na naman, ang bilis.
Huling buwan sa taon.
True. Huling putok. Ay, unang sex bomb, huling putok. Huling putok.
Diyos ko, saan nanggagalo yung mga yan?
Huling
Ay, sabihin ko tuloy ulit. Huling hirit.
Oo, huling hirit ng 2021.
Correct.
Pero kung babalikan mo yung 2021 mo, how's your 2021?
You know what? In general, it was good. Honestly. Like, I know the past couple of days hadn't been, you know, the best for me. But like 2021, in general, it was a good year for me. Kasi parang 2020, I could say downright hell, gagi. Parang sobrang lala talaga ng 2020. But then like 2021 was something, it was like a year for me of like bouncing back.
Redemption
talaga, year ko siya. Parang hindi pa flourishing. Parang feeling ko 2022 ko yun. Pero yung 2021 is like redemption year na I was able to redeem myself from the hellhole I was.
That was last year.
That was last year. Ikaw ba? Like 2021?
I can't say kasi na-redemption year siya for me.
Hindi kasi pero 2020 kasi was a good year for you.
2020 was a good year for me. It wasn't the best.
Yeah.
2020 wasn't the best. But it was a good year for me still. In 2021, siguro nag-continue lang siya. Hindi
na-sustain.
Na-sustain ko yung sinimulan ko nung 2020, tapos na yun 2021. A lot of things happened especially this year.
Yeah.
One major turning point kasi for me would be us starting the podcast.
Yeah, yun talaga like the biggest turning points this year.
Siguro sa buhay na rin. I'm gonna qualify it as one of the major turning points.
Turning points?
Ano ba yan?
Ala! Turning points! Ano yung tuna ng day? Magka-patos yan sa gay katikot. helicopter.
Hindi lang ako sa text na bubulin. Kasi sa totoong buhay.
Nalala ko yung parang may chat ka sa akin na parang may sinabi ka, sabi ko, ha? Huh? Ano? Tapos wala sa masori, driving.
Oo, driving. Pero ayun,
ano
siguro...
Ano turning point mo?
isa to sa mga major turning point sa buhay.
Life mo.
When we started the podcast. Kasi remember, di ba, we just used to listen to yung mga
idols natin.
Na mga podcasters din. Hindi lang nga sila podcasters eh. They're even influencers eh.
Actually, mga director,
oo.
Yeah.
Nasa industry talaga sila ng what do you call,
entertainment industry.
And we started this laro lang.
Oo.
Until ang daming nangyari, I did not even expect na may mga makikinig.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even expecting na magiging malaki siya at makikilala at magkakaroon ng
network.
Pag
himas-himas mo talaga, tila, laki talaga.
Oh, ito na miss ko yung bastos.
Grabe, bastos na bastos na ako. Bastosin yun na po ako.
Oy, single yan.
Single pa rin.
At mag-birthday na.
Birthday sex. Ay! Wait lang, mag-headset.
Mag-headset. Uy, mali yung ano, dapat.
Okay, mag-headset kasi may sasabihin pa akong bastos. Naka-headset na? Okay, naka-headset na tayo. Okay, sige, wag na lang birthday sex. Birthday chupa. Chupain ka na kayo. Birthday singer.
Oy!
Chari. Ang baboy.
Tapos,
ang baboy na
ibigay natin sa producer to. Tapos, makikigan nila, no? Imagine, lalabas yung teaser andun. Birthday chat pa. Nakakaloka ka. Pero yun nga, babalik ako dun sa point ko, no?
Napapagod na ako, girl.
Major turning point siya kasi hindi ko inakala na magkakaroon tayo ng mga professional podcasters din.
Oo.
Magkakaroon tayo ng mga, you know, collaboration, nalalaki yung network natin, yung social circle. Until, naalala mo, nag-boom yung Twitter Spaces, that was back in April. Na na-amplify lalo yung boses ng Kumaritok.
As a whole. Twitter Spaces is live podcasting.
Oo, para... Correct.
And we are podcasters.
At ang layo mo talaga nagsasalita na.
And we are podcasters.
So, ayun. And I feel good kasi you and I started influencing other people eh. And apart from that, hindi lang kasi siya yung basta, when you say influence, doesn't mean na marami kang followers. Mm-hmm. Hindi kasi siya ganun. No. But when you start changing lives of people around you,
touching
because
lives.
Of how they are seeing you, how you are inspiring people, how you're touching their lives based on maybe yung mga lessons learned out of our experiences, those things. And I think na isa yan sa mga, di ba nakikilang bigla si Bixby?
Oh. Sabi, I didn't understand that.
Isa yun sa ano, sa mga magagandang nangyari noong 2000, ngayong 2021.
Totoo. Ako, gusto ko lang i-add din kasi I'm intensely, immensely, extremely grateful for Kumaritok because it has opened a lot of opportunities for us. I mean, as, you know, as a duo and individually, like, sobrang dami niyang na-open na opportunities na I never thought we could get because of the pandemic. Kasi ba, di ba nga, in one of our episodes, Para versus Passion, season 1, I talked about, like, quitting my job, my corporate job, back in 2020. Start Q1 ng 2020 because I wanted...
Ilang linggo bago mag-pandemic. Bago mag-lockdown.
I decided to quit my job because I wanted to pursue the entertainment industry. But then, yun nga, nagka-pandemic and I wasn't able to continue with that. And I'm so happy
kasi... Kinansel lahat ng mga live events. Mm, walang kasal, walang binyag, walang birthdayhan.
So parang Kumaritok this year, like, paved the way for me to achieve yung what I really want. At the same time, I'm still able to, like, you know, do other things, like work a 9-to-5 job. Mm-mm. So super thankful ako kay Kumaritok. And I'm also parang it's because of Kumaritok that I was able to work with brands, with, you know, given campaigns. So parang I never thought I would do that. Like, alam mo naman yung mga excuse me, other friends natin, parang nandun sila sa influencer industry, diba? The social media marketing industry. So ako naman, because I'm friends with them, ako, I just support them, I watch what they do. Again, I never thought that I would be, you know, I would be doing the same things because of Kumaritok.
Totoo.
Ang galing. Ito yung major, Kumaritok din talaga yung major turning point ng life ko. To be honest.
At least this year, no?
Yeah.
Ang dami kasing ano eh, ang daming magagandang nangyari out of...
Because of... Ang dami kong new friends na na-meet na...
Because of the podcast.
Because of the podcast. Like, these new friends, as in like, intense. Hi mga Bev, shout out. Hello, mahal ko kayo. Diba? Parang if it weren't for Kumaritok din naman kasi, I wouldn't be part of Weekend Tawanan and I wouldn't meet these people. So,
totoo.
Grabe yung mga sanga-sanga na ginawa ng podcast. And ito girl, I wanna take this time to paint my nails. Charing!
Totoo lang, mga kumaras
at kumpares. Nag-manicure ako.
Oo, nag-manicure si Jay habang nag-record.
Napaka-professional, charing. Hindi, I wanna take this time to also let our kumaras and kumpares know how much you have changed. Like, I wanna give credits to you, girl.
Okay, ako ba?
Okay. Ano to, mawa? Charing.
Wala yun.
Hindi. Actually, si Kurt niyon. Charing. Ang ating creative director. Oh.
Kung may naririnig kayo mga nagka-crumple na paper, si Kurt niyon.
Tapos yun. So parang, I wanna take this time to, you know, to give credits to you and to the podcast because I have seen how much you have developed your character because of Kumaritok. Honestly, like, sometimes when something happens, kasi diba when we started recording episodes sa Kumaritok, yung mga topics natin about what we were going through at that time.
Correct.
Diba, na parang may issue ka with ganito, tas ako may issue ako with ganito, tas mag-record tayo ng ep about it. Tas, yun pala, tas nag-boom, parang ang ganda ng reception sa audience kasi apparently nakaka-relate pala sila. Mm-hmm. It started that way kasi, na may pinagdadaanan ka sa office ata yun. So parang inis na inis ka, tas gusto mo i-podcast.
Uh-oh.
And then after that, parang it was your process too. Parang it helped you talking about it with me, parang na-help kang mag-process. And same goes with me, na parang yung mga pinagdaanan ko rin, na pinag-uusapan natin sa podcast, it also helped me process what I was going through. So parang, sobrang kami ni Courtney, sobrang kita namin talaga yung change. Oo, and I felt that parang part of the credits yon sa Kumarito na parang you were able to like open yourself or discover some parts of yourself that you haven't discovered yet before we started the podcast.
And ano to ah, same message that we want to echo sa mga Kumares and Kumpares natin
sa ating
out
avid
there.
Listeners.
You know, the year is about to end. Mm-mm. And there's always a tomorrow for you to start something new or maybe improve on something na hindi ka ganun kagaling.
Yeah.
It's never too late eh, for you to start doing something.
Yeah.
Diba, naalala mo yung sa... Talagang ano tatin to, no? This is an episode to recap almost every episode that we have recorded in the past.
Oo.
Naalala mo yung isa sa mga episode natin. I think this was the character development episode, season 1.
Uh-uh.
Episode 19, kung di ako nagkakamali.
Mm-mm.
It's never too late for you to become professional on something.
Yeah. No matter how old you are already.
Oo. And when I say professional, kasi is you getting paid mm-mm. because of what you love doing.
Correct.
It could be art, it could be singing, it could be you following your passion. Diba?
True.
It's never too late.
Never too late.
As long as you start hitting that record button, as long as you start picking up a pen,
yeah.
or, you know, doing something.
And you have to want it.
Correct.
Diba?
Sacrifice some things for you to achieve that certain dream. Kasi at the end of the day, it's not about a matter of, ano eh, not about a matter of you measuring the success right away.
Mm-mm.
Kasi it takes time for you to become successful.
Oo naman.
Pero how far you've gone through the process.
Mm-mm.
What matters.
Yeah, and if you haven't started yet, you're far. Well, like you haven't Mm-mm. parang wala ka pa, hindi, you haven't taken your first step towards your dream. And you know what, I read this from somewhere. I forgot na where, na parang it was a quote and it said, parang, if you don't make sacrifices for your dreams, your dreams become the sacrifice.
Correct.
Diba? And you know, parang ganun talaga eh. Like, you really have to make adjustments for you to. And I think we talked about this in one of our topics before. I'm not sure lang if sa Kumaritok natin ito pinag-usapan or
off, somewhere else.
Yeah. Na parang, we have 7 days in a week. If you are working a 9-to-5 job that you don't really love so much, make sure that you use your weekends to live the life that you want. Or work on the life that you want.
Correct.
Or work on being who you want to be. Like, kunyari, you wanna be a professional dancer, but because, you know, you have to work.
Yung tipong iniisip mo kasi sa ngayon, what's stopping you is your regular job.
Is your regular job.
Yung tipong, lalo pag taga BPO ka. Kasi pag
sa
trabaho natin, kung nasa night shift ka, technically, wala kang araw eh.
Oo.
Ang araw mo ay gabi. Mm-mm. At yung araw ng maraming tao na kung
hindi
saan,
mo sila ka-oras.
Oo, gising yung mga taga-bangko, mga taga-gobyerno, hindi tulog ka.
Correct.
So, hindi mo magawa yung mga dapat mong gawin. Diba?
But then you have your weekends. So, make sure that you use your weekends to work on the life that you want for yourself. Kasi kahit na 2 araw lang yun sa isang linggo, kung patuloy mong gagawin, mararating mo rin yun eh. Magugulat ka na lang one day, you can already drop your 9-to-5. You can already work full-time doon sa yung gusto mo, sa passion mo, sa gusto mo talagang gawin. But in the meantime, while you're still working on that, you know, all good things take time kailangan talagang pagtrabahuhan, paghirapan. Hindi naman yun parang, gusto ko i-pursue to, ito na agad. Siyempre, it has to take time. Kailangan mo talagang pag-effortan, may mga isa-sacrifice ka talaga. But, once you're able to do that na and reach that level of security and syempre financial stability and stability on other different levels, then you can already live the life that you want for yourself.
Correct.
Hindi mo naman may isip na nasayang yung taon mo dahil nag-work on a 9-to-5 job because you were working your ass off to finance din naman and, you know, for your future din, for you to have a comfortable life living and doing what you really want to do. And it doesn't matter how long it takes you. Kahit pa abutin ka ng 40 years old, saka mo palang mapursue yung dream mo, saka palang mag-travel the world, that's okay. As long as, you know what you want and you're working super hard to get it.
Ano ah, dadagdagan ko yung sinabi mo, pero I will challenge our comparison comparison.
Okay,
at least a little lang naman.
Sige.
You have 2 days kasi for you to live the life that you want.
Mm-mm.
And get to that or achieve that life na gusto mong sundan, gusto mong gawin. For example, try to challenge yourself even more pa. Na instead of you just simply living 2 days,
mm-mm,
dun sa weekends mo, try to extend it na, okay, baka ngayong taon kaya ko yung 2 days a week na gawin yung gusto kong ginagawa. Why not next year gawin ko naman siyang 3 days? Mm-hmm. It's just like learning to expedite the process.
Mm-hmm.
Na hindi naman, ako naniniwala ako na Rome wasn't built in a day.
Oo,
hindi
naman
ka pwedeng maging professional guitarist kagad in a month.
Correct.
Without practicing. Pero kung naging comfortable ka kasi dun sa dalawang araw mo, or naging comfortable ka dun sa ginagawa mo ng paulit-ulit at feeling mo okay na yun sa'yo, try to challenge your mindset.
Mm-mm.
Make it bigger pa.
True.
Kasi if you really wanted things to happen, make it happen faster.
True.
Not just simply taking your time na mangyayari din yan.
Oo. But the most important thing is don't pressure yourself. Only if you deem, if you feel like you're
comfortable
can. You're comfortable na. You've already adjusted. Ganyan. Wala namang, yun nga, parang as cliche as it sounds, life is not a race where we all have our different paces. But if you feel like kaya mo na, na parang, oh, this is too, I'm getting comfortable na, parang, it's getting easy na. So it's probably time for you to challenge yourself if things already get easy. Kasi if you keep on staying on the easy, yung dun sa madali lang, and you don't challenge yourself to do more, to sacrifice more, wala, you're just gonna stay on the same loop eh. Walang improvement,
totoo,
kumbaga. Walang growth.
Sabi nga, may naalala ko isang quote, ang sabi kasi doon, if you stand still, you're falling behind.
Oo nga. I think you said that in one of our previous episodes.
Uh-oh. Na, comfortable ka na eh. You're already, you feel like you are already there,
mm-mm,
pero hindi mo alam na you're falling behind because you're not really, hindi mo inahabol yung dapat mo pang, yung kaya mo pang habulin.
Mm-mm, correct. Alam mo, may chika nga ako, Bishi. Ay, shit, wag na, baka marinig. Hindi kasi, may chika ako about my, yun. Bleep! Kasi parang, I realized this past couple of days na I have been with them. Parang, and you know, syempre, sometimes we talk about things, and I hear their opinions, I hear their mindset. Sobrang backward kasi ng mindset ng ibang tao. And you know, ano naman natin to? Hindi naman, we can't expect everyone to have the same mindset as ours.
Oo, you can't expect everyone to agree.
To agree, yeah. And I just realized that, you know, these people kasi, parang, they are not financially stable. And they are choosing to not be financially stable. Like ako kasi parang honestly, like I work hard to reach my stability in terms of my finances, in terms of, you know, yung being financially free.
Uh-oh.
So parang I work my ass off, ganyan. And then these people, they are just like contented with what they have. They are not ambitious. They are not like insatiable. Like, and parang syempre, being surrounded by people with a different mindset than yours, medyo bothered ako na parang, anong ginawa niyo sa buhay niyo? Parang ilang taon na kayo, tapos ganito pa rin, ganyan pa rin, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Tapos parang okay na kayo na may kinakain lang kayo, hindi man lang kayo hungry, wala man lang hunger for a better life. Like, hindi nyo pinapangarap na magkaroon ng sarili nyong bahay, hindi nyo pinapangarap bumili ng kotse, hindi nyo pinapangarap, ano, asa lang, ganon. So parang, I don't, you know me, if there are things that I don't understand, nababother talaga ako. So and then I couldn't stop thinking about it. And then I realized na, may ganun pala talagang mga tao. Na,
meron, oo.
Diba? Na parang I feel like hindi sila na-expose sa environment na nagturo sa kanila na mag, na gumusto ng mas maginhawang buhay, ng maraming achievements.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi, parang yung kinalakihan nila is yung okay na yan. Okay na may ganito tayo. Okay na may ganyan tayo.
Correct.
So, parang wala lang. I just feel like I'm being surrounded by people na sobrang kabaliktaran ng mindset ko. And wala lang. Hindi naman ako na-pull down because, you know, my mindset naman is solid. But wala lang. Just makes me wonder. And sometimes, like, I wanna talk to them about it na parang, don't you want more? But like, parang,
Ako, I agree na may mga ganun tao talaga. Pero we can always do something about that, eh.
Oo. Di ba nga, we create our opportunities, we create our privileges.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And, as that person kasi na mas, sige, hindi naman sa pagbubuhat ako ng bangkuha, this is gonna be my opinion lang. And it's not prescriptive, suggestive to. If you see people kasi na ganun dun sa social circle mo, regardless kasi if this person is your friend, a family member, mm-hmm. or maybe people in the office, kasi ako, coming from experience ha, may mga narinig kasi ako sa opisina namin ngayon, ayoko mag-drop ng name.
Di mo kaya, Wanda.
I talked to this one person. There was a program kasi sa office na you become a mentor.
Mm-mm.
Sa isa sa mga tao sa opisina na hindi mo talaga katrabaho. So this person is not in my team.
Okay.
This person is being managed by someone else.
Mm.
So I asked this person, anong goal mo? Personal goal mo? I got the answer na masaya naman ako sa trabaho ko, so okay pa ako sa ngayon. Mm-hmm. Ang goal ko lang mag-ipon. Ang bilis sabihin, kasi lahat ng tao pwede nilang sabihin na ang goal ko ay mag-ipon.
Mm-hmm.
Ang goal ko ay magkabahay, ang goal ko ay magkakotse. Madaling sabihin. Pero the question is, how are you going to pull it off?
Correct.
If you're not really showing that you're hungry for it.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Kailangan mo kasi pakitang gutom ka.
Oo. Hindi
gutom
kasi,
ka sa success.
Kasi diba parang...
Uhaw ka sa... Papuri.
Recognition.
Okay.
It's okay. Alam mo, ito nga eh. Na-realize ko, girl. Pero recently lang na parang... If you have been brought up in an environment na frowns upon celebrating small successes, na parang ang tingin nila dun is
mayabang.
When you grow up, nahihiya kang i-celebrate yung success mo. Because lumaki ka na mayabang kapag ginawa mo to. So, syempre, ikaw nag-iingat ka, ayaw mo matawag na mayabang. Pero parang there are people na may ibang circle, may ibang group of people na when you celebrate your success, they don't see you as mayabang. They see you as someone who's just celebrating his success.
Correct.
Diba? So parang sometimes it's really the people you choose to be surrounded with. Eh.
Yes. And we always have that decision kasi to influence these people positively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not saying na kailangan parehas kayo mag-isip. Alam mo yon, we always meet people kasi na self-righteous. Alam naman natin.
Rampant! Marami naman talaga
we
yan.
We can always be branded as these self-righteous people as well.
Totoo din naman.
Yung tipong akala natin tayo lang nagbabrand sa kanila na, uy, self-righteous yan masyado. Baka kasi mamaya,
tayo rin naman pala.
Tayo rin, binabrand ng mga taong to na hindi natin kaparehas mag-isip, na self-righteous rin tayo.
Correct.
And that's okay because we can't control how other people think. Rather, you can control how will you think and react to these people around you.
Correct.
Diba nga? If you feel na dun sa social circle mo, may isa na hindi masyadong ahead, or paano ba? May isa sa inyo or dalawa sa inyo na hindi nyo kaparehas pag-isip, but this person is still a friend,
uh-uh.
or is still part of your team,
uh-uh.
kung magkakatrabaho man kayo, try to influence the person by talking or asking questions. It's always okay to be curious.
Mm-mm.
And show that, you know, celebrating small wins are okay.
Yeah.
Kasi small wins are still wins. At the end of the day, it's still a success. And yeah. It's worthy of celebrating. Let me give an example. Minsan sasabihan ka ng tao na ang yabang naman niya, nag-post na naman siya ng bagong sapatos.
Mm-mm.
Ang yabang naman niya, nag-post na naman siya ng bagong cellphone. Sometimes we call those people out na nagpo-post on social media just because nag-post sila ng something na binili nila out of their money.
Mm-mm.
That's okay. Kasi for these people na nagpo-post ng mga ganong bagay, it's a way of them showing the world na hey, I'm celebrating. Kasi it could be a reward for myself too. Kasi baka mamaya hindi natin alam yung pinagdaanan nila na nilalait natin itong mga taong to na mayabang or sinasabihan natin sila masyadong hambog at mahangin dahil nagpo-post siya ng bagong iPhone.
Yung pala, hindi pala siya kumain ng isang buwan lang mabili yun.
Hindi mo alam kung anong klaseng sacrifice yung binigay niya para lang makabili ng ganong klaseng phone.
Correct.
And it's never good for us, including, I'm including myself, it's never good for people to call people out just because may nakita tayong something na mayabang.
Mm-mm.
Or quote-unquote mayabang. Kasi nga, we don't know the entire story.
Oo. And you know, the thing about that is yun nga, upbringing.
Oo.
Na parang hindi kasi tayo, most of the time, people frown upon something because they're not used to it. It's new to them.
Mm-mm.
Diba? Parang naalala mo nung when we talked about yung season finale ng season 2 with KBN, na ba tayo tanga? We talked about being tanga when something is new. It's normal to be tanga if you're not familiar with something. It's normal to be tanga if it's the start of a new job.
Uh-oh.
If it's start of a new relationship. Kasi nangangapa ka pa eh. Hindi ginagamay mo pa. Hindi ka pa sanay. Bago pa sa'yo lahat. So, sometimes when we see something that is new to us, hindi tayo lumaki sa environment na sinicelebrate ang wins. Hindi tayo lumaki sa environment na pinapaypay ang pera. Pag nakakita tayo ng ganun sa environment kung nasaan tayo, bago yun sa atin. And usually,
correct,
kapag bago, medyo ignorante ka dyan. You don't know, you never learned how to act upon it. You never learned how to react to it. So ikaw, siguro part of your confusion, ano yan? Ganon. So parang it's normal. But then you have to, of course, self-assess again. Parang ano bang impact nito sa akin? Bakit? Why does it affect me? Diba? So parang hindi, wala lang. Parang balik tayo dun sa self-assessing. Kasi it's really, really, really very important. Whenever, yun nga, whenever you try to reach for your dreams or see other people reach for theirs, self-assess ka, but don't compare.
Correct.
Mm-mm.
Never compare yung dun, ano ba? English quote yun eh. Dun sa, wag mong titignan yung pinggan ng kapitbahay mo.
Uh-uh.
Ang titignan mo lang yung pinggan mo.
Oo.
Kasi
yung pinggan ko, Hermes. That is earth yarn.
And always, always consider na normal lahat ng mga nangyayari sa sa paligid mo.
Walang bago.
Uh-oh. Regardless kasi
baka sa'yo lang bago.
Oo. It could be a new experience for you, pero baka kasi dun sa mga taong yung gumagawa nun, it's a habit na unless may hindi magandang intention. Babalik ka dun sa apat na values mo, di ba? Social, legal, moral, ethical. Kapag wala yun dun sa apat, ibig sabihin, there's something wrong.
Mm-mm.
Pero if these people do not really impact you socially, morally, legally, and ethically, that's okay.
Mm-mm.
And think that what they're doing is just normal
it's
for
normal
them.
It's normal for them. And if it's, normal for them and it's new to you, then be grateful because it's a learning experience.
Correct.
You are learning. It's a beginning. It's a beginning for you. Kasi parang, okay, you already see that this thing exists. This practice exists.
Mm.
So, it parang may awakening ka na, okay, may nangyayari palang ganito. So,
embrace the opportunity.
Oh, embrace the opportunity that this could happen to you too. That is an approval or an affirmation that you can also celebrate your small wins if you're not used to it. Diba?
And speaking of beginning, ito na nga, bilang patapos na ang taon, no?
True.
Since a lot of things happened in 2021, ikaw ba, how do you plan to start your next year, 2022?
Gusto ko makantot.
Ay, mag-headset ulit kayo. After the serious talk.
Siyempre.
Bastusan to naman, no?
Siyempre, tipo putukan. How do you plan to start 2020? Ito, magpapaputok ako sa loob. Challenge! Joke lang.
Ay, ito na ba yung chance talaga? Uy, Kurt, magmininang talaga tayo. Feeling ko may mabubuntis kayo. Tayo. Tapos may Kumaritok Junior na.
Mga 2 years old, gagawin ko chikahan. Hindi, ano.
Pero ganito ka highlight eh.
Ano, how do I plan to start 2022? Siguro, ano, well, 2022, I have high hopes for this year. Number one, because Saturn return. I'm already turning 29 and it's the start of my Saturn return. I want to make it as, ano, as, anong tawag doon? As, oh, there's a term for it. As fruitful as possible. I want to be as thriving and as I'm looking for flourishing.
Flourishing.
I wanna prosper and flourish all throughout my Saturn return. And you know, I just lost my mom a few days ago. So that was an ending. But you know, this it also is a new beginning of a life with my mom guiding me, you know, from heaven and my dad. So parang new life. It's 2022. I see like everything new, fresh start. Like I wanna move to a new place. I wanna, well, in terms of career, I don't plan on like quitting or moving to another company, but siguro the plans of moving up is there and pwede na eh. I mean like wala nang nothing's holding me back anymore. Siguro like I look forward to a lot of things in 2022. Most especially because Kumaritok is already turning 1. Syempre parang more opportunities. I know because there's a new variant of COVID, but things are slowly, you know, starting to slowly go back to normal. So, parang I'm looking at, you know, a couple more bookings na face-to-face events, attending workshops, and, you know, doing the things that I would have done if the pandemic didn't happen. So, I look forward to a lot of things in 2022. I'm generally excited and nervous and syempre may anxiety.
Oh, naman.
But it's a good angst.
It's a good stress siya.
Good stress,
kasi
yeah.
Kasi it's not, hindi siya worry eh.
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm not worrying.
You're not worried about the future, but you are excited and at the same time, a little pressured kasi technically, andun ka na sa, ito na yung edad mo kung tutuusin na dapat nakatayo ka na sa sarili mong paa. Which, yeah. Which ginawa mo naman, nagawa mo naman.
Years ago pa.
Pero, it's a different chapter again.
It's a different chapter. And, like, you know, a person, a parent na lang, to be specific, you know, a parent dying is like a rebirth for me. Because I'm already an orphan. Diba? My parents, I already lost my parents. So, like, when my mom died, like, when I think about it, it's like I was reborn na parang it's a new life without them physically with me. So, I just feel like there's a whole world before me waiting to be explored, a lot of things waiting to be discovered.
Correct.
Parang a lot of parang maraming parts of myself waiting to be discovered as well. Na parang
marami pang uncovered.
Maraming oo, na parang syempre ibang tao ka na kapag orphan ka na. And I wanna know myself. How parang who am I now that I've already lost both parents? And I'm so excited to meet me.
Oo. Mm-mm. Oh my gosh, so pag ikakasal ka, ang maghahatid sa'yo sa altar ako. At saka si Kurt.
Actually, alam nyo,
who's gonna give you away? So, best friends na lang.
Best friends na lang. Oh, my best friends are gonna give me away. That's so sad. Sana deserving yung ano, yung mapagbibigyan.
So, yun po. Single pa rin si Jaya. Tapos, 29 na siya sa ano, sa December 25. Ayun. Yung address po niya.
Ano pa rin siya? Giveaway single.
Giveaway single pa rin siya. Tapos, DM niyo ako para sa address. Oo.
Tama.
Ayan.
Tumatanggap po ako ng cash or in kind.
Pero wag dildo, meron na siya doon.
Oo, wag yan.
Madami na.
Pero ikaw, girl, how do you plan to start your 2022?
Siguro ano, paano ba? More investments pa.
Mm-mm,
yeah. And I think that will answer the last pointer na rin eh. Na
what's next
for me in 2022? Dalawang bagay. Mm-mm. More investments because kumuha na ulit ako. Kumuha na naman ako ng bagong bayarin dahil.
Oo, tama naman
nag,
din yan.
Nag-loan na naman ako ng parking naman sa Pag-ibig. Kasi ang hirap naman magkaroon ka ng condo pero wala kang parking tapos may kotse ka.
True.
I don't wanna rent for the rest of my life.
Di mo sa... kaya i-hazard lang yung kotse mo.
Oo, hindi naman ako pwede mag-hazard park sa condo complex ng ganun-ganun lang. Mm-hmm. So ayun, naisip ko rin kasi na pag kumuha ako ng parking ko, ipaparent ko yung bahay ko, mas madali siyang mabenta out, hindi man benta, mas madali siyang iparent.
If may parking
kung
na.
Kung may parking na. Lalo yeah. Kung mga mag-uupa din ay mga professionals or mga tipong...
Mga young pork to see no.
Ganon. Mm-mm. It's an investment pa rin. Kahit sabi mong expense siya. Expense is just temporary eh. Kasi yung pera naman, revolving lang yan. Ano lang yan, nakadepende lang sa'yo yan kung yung revolving na yan ay pabawas or paangat.
At saka, when you invest naman or when you... when you make gastos,
diba?
When you spend, what the fuck? When you spend your money naman and it's going towards something,
mm-mm,
it's not wasted money.
Oh,
parang, unless you just like throw your money away, spend it on things na
unnecessary.
Hindi naman, unnecessary and di naman permanent, diba?
Correct.
Most especially if yung ginagastos mo ay hindi naman extra. If that's, diba?
Parang, kung nasa savings mo talaga, kabahan ka na.
Kabahan ka.
Kasi ibig sabihin, may deficit ka.
Diba? Pero kung sobra naman yung winawaldas mo, carry lang. Pero, syempre, you have to think of, you know, live the now, but at the same time, don't compromise your future. Diba?
Parang, if you, alam ko naman na hindi lahat ng tao merong means to really earn a lot. And that's a sad reality eh, na hindi lahat tayo, hindi lahat na nasa Pilipinas ay kayang, ay magkakaroon ng extra. Yun na lang. Let me put it that way.
So, parang paycheck to paycheck dito normally.
Yung iba nga, hindi pa payout. Nagkaka-utang na. Correct. Tapos bayad utang lang siya. Revolving lang talaga. Pero we can always do something about that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can always do something about
Doble
it.
Doble kayo.
Pwede mong doblehin yung trabaho mo, mag-double job ka, or sumideline ka habang meron ka regular na 9 to 5. And that's okay. It's a way, it's how people get by.
Correct.
Yun na lang.
You have to do something about it.
Correct. And that's alam mo naman na hindi ginagawa ko sa ngayon na parang, I could be contented. I could have that level of content sa trabaho ko, pero hindi kasi.
Mm-mm.
In fact, dun sa, yun nga, to answer the last pointer natin na what's next for me, ang kapal na mukha ko, I had the audacity to ask my boss, I wanna move up pa.
Mm-mm.
Sabi ko sa kanya, I don't wanna be in this role for the rest of my career in the company.
Mm-mm.
Sabi ko, so what can I do so I can move up in the next 2 years? Kasi I'm giving myself a deadline. Parang every 2 to 3 years, kailangan ma-promote ako. Salary increase is okay.
Mm-mm.
And it happens.
Mm-mm.
To, you know, to those people who deserve.
Yeah.
Pero sabi ko kasi sa kanya, sa boss ko na, yung salary increase kasi, pag lumipat ka na ibang kumpanya, what, diba, hindi mo naman kasi sigurado kung itong trabaho natin ngayon ay forever na ganito. What if, you know, may magkaroon ng series of unfortunate events and I might need to move to a different company.
Yeah.
Or baka ikaw, sabi ko sa kanya. So, kung aalis man ako, kailangan aalis ako na maganda yung position ko na. So, it's not just
simply about... Or oo, dog style, aalis ka.
Hindi lang yun basta sa, sa iiwan mo na mataas ang sahod mo. Sabi ko sa kanya, Arnes, hindi. Mm-hmm. Pinakalanan ko na, no?
Arnold Clavio po yun.
Hindi. Sabi ko, hindi siya ganun. Kailangan kong ma-promote pa. And that's a promise for myself, eh. And it's never too bad to be ambitious. Ambition is never a dirty word.
Dude, like, make your home where ambition lives.
Correct.
Like, importante ang ambition. I mean, this is a third world country. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure na those people who were, you know, brought up in
a simple life, parang hindi sila sinusuportahan sa mga ambition nila kasi nga walang means. But ambition is very important because ambition is not just for you.
Correct.
Ambition is for your future family, for your children, for your family.
The next generation of, you know,
yeah,
you.
The next generation and the past generation can benefit from your ambition too. So if you feel like you're being ambitious, go for it. Just make sure that you work hard for it, and it has to be proper, clean, proper. You have to work your way up, you know, the
right way.
Right way. The best way, the right way.
With integrity.
With integrity. And with the best intentions.
Totoo. So, yun ang sabi ko sa kanya, sa boss ko, na gusto ko pang ma-promote at least 1 to 2 years.
Mm-mm.
In 1 to 2 years, ha? Hindi naman sa magre-resign ako if that doesn't happen. Pero, it could be me asking myself na ano bang kulang pa? May ganun kasi, and to our comparison compares out there, it's okay that you always ask yourself kung ano yung kulang, kung bakit hindi ka napopromote, or kung bakit hindi ka umaangat pa.
Mm-mm.
Kasi dalawa lang yan eh. It's just that, or hindi man siguro, sorry, let me start over dun sa thought ko.
Mm-mm.
Dalawa kasi yan. Ikaw yung pumipigil sa sarili mo, or may pumipigil sa'yo na nasa labas
mo.
So, it's better to ask yourself all the time. And if you know the answer na sa sarili mo, try to validate it from others. And the best person who can validate that for you is
your immediate
supervisor. Correct. Or your manager.
Mm-mm. That's true. And you know, 'di ba nga, since we're talking about endings and new beginnings, I want to put emphasis also on how endings are not always bad.
Totoo.
Like an end of an era is a start of an era. A new one.
Mm-mm.
So parang don't feel bad if something ends. If it's, whether it's a relationship, life, career, opportunity. Because, you know, ang cliche nito, pero when a door closes, another
window.
Door, another window tree opens.
Charing.
When a door closes, lunch na. So doon ka na sa window tree. Charing. And then when diba, parang, ano yun eh, hindi naman lahat ng pagtatapos ay simula ng iba pang
Totoo.
Bagay. So, don't linger so much on endings. Siguro just, you know, be excited.
Daanan mo
lang, umuntambayan, and be excited. Condition yourself to be excited for new beginnings. And you know, hindi naman din lahat ng beginning ay maganda at perfect at smooth, but You have to keep a growth mindset.
Totoo.
Allow yourself to make mistakes. Allow yourself to be lost. Allow yourself to be tanga. Ano yung pinag-usapan okay. natin? Because, you know, you're starting. And we all start from somewhere. But the most important thing is you start. You begin.
Yes.
You begin again, sabi nga ni Ate Taylor Swift. So you don't get tired of starting something.
And be very optimistic of things that can happen.
Yeah.
Dalawa lang yan. I'll give the most basic example I can think of.
Sige.
Ngayon. Pwede mo kasing isipin kung Linggo, kunyari Sunday na, di ba? Ay, ubos na. Ayan. Mm-hmm. Ubos na. Nag-uusap ko. Kunyari Sunday na, madalas ang naririnig natin, Lunes na naman.
Uh-oh.
Or, Lunes na ulit.
Correct.
'Di ba? Imagine dalawang salita lang yung pinagkaiba.
Mm-mm.
Pero the way you're delivering it, it gives you a level of optimism.
Correct.
Kung sa ibang paraan mo siya gagawin.
Mm-mm.
Lunes na naman or Lunes na ulit.
Totoo.
So be very excited dun sa mga pwede magsimula.
Mm-mm.
Kasi it's, you know, it's an opportunity that needs to be uncovered pa.
True. And nakaka-excite kaya yun. Like, every day is like Pandora's box. Like, you don't know what's gonna happen. Nakaka-excite kaya
Correct.
Yun. Parang, di ba nga sabi na life is full of surprises? And that's true because you don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow, eh. So, you wanna make sure that you live life to the fullest. But syempre, don't compromise naman your future.
Yes.
Ayun.
Ayan. Ang dami.
Sobrang saya nung... Na-excite tuloy ako. Na-excite ako mag-start yung 2022 because of this episode. Like, I look forward to a lot of things. I hope yung Kumares and Comparis din natin out there, kayo, pwede, ano, mag-start na kayo ng mga hindi naman nangyayaring New Year's resolution.
Oo.
Tsaka yung mga things that... List down the things that you wanna do this year. Kahit naman hindi nyo makompleto, at least you have, ano, mayroon kayong path.
May reference ka.
May direction ka this year. Yung mga Starbucks planner nyo dyan na hindi nyo naman ginagamit.
Sulatan nyo yan. Basta ipang dekorasyon lang.
Koreka.
Pagplanuhan nyo na maigi.
True.
And, ayun. Tapos nga pala, so bilang medyo nagre-relax na tayo, no? Kasi Alert Level 2 na ang Metro Manila and other regions.
Correct.
Ng Pilipinas. We are still open for hosting. So if you have you know, if you need our help.
Natawa na lang ako para inisip ko saan ko ba isisingit sa schedule ko to, Charing. Pero we're still open.
We're still open for any hosting gigs that you might have. If you want to have a Kumari Talk experience live sa inyong mga kasal, binyag, birthdayhan man yan. Mm,
virtual or face-to-face.
Virtual or face-to-face or even meeting the avance eh, as long as it aligns in our values.
True. As long as pink aru yarn.
Yeah. Send us a message. Our email is actually on the Spotify.
On the Spotify link. Description, yeah.
Yes. And nakakatawa, no? Kasi we are on season break for really a long time. Like, more than a month. Ang sabi natin, 2 weeks lang dapat. Uh-oh. That was in October. Hello, December na.
Ang tagal.
Pero you still, ano, put us dun sa charts.
Oh, thank you so much for keeping Kumari Talk on the charts. Honestly, nag-email kasi sa amin yung ano, chart table. Nag-email siya every week. So parang merong weekly summary ng chart history. And nagugulat din kami na even though we're on season break and we're not dropping new episodes, we still land at top 2, 3, 4, 5. So, thank you so much, Kumaris and Comparis. And don't worry because it's a brand new year.
A brand new season.
So, we'll be back every Thursday. We're gonna drop new episodes for Kumari Talk. So, ano, keep us on your favorites on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Correct. And this again has been brought to us by
Cut Print Podcast Network.
Ayan. And don't forget to follow us on our socials. On Instagram, we are
Kumari Talk Podcast. Tama ba? Oh my God, hindi na kami marunong mag-outro.
Kumari Talk Podcast.
Tama. Isa pa.
On Instagram, we are
Kumari Talk Podcast. And on Facebook, we are
Kumari Talk The Podcast. And on Twitter, we are
Kumari Talk.
This is Oi.
And this is Jaya. And always remember, chika moderately.
Bye.